Hello, everyone. Whenever I say that, I am reminded of the lovely Lisa from Germany, because she often begins her booze that way, and it never fails to put a smile on my face. I find that even when she's feeling tired or irritated or anxious, she still somehow manages to sound perky and positive. So she has one of those voices that always makes me happy whenever I hear it. Anyhow, I am standing in the hallway of my new flat, and it's very echoey at the moment because there's nothing in it. The configuration of this place is really strange. The kitchenette is tiny. It's like a little galley kitchen. But the hall is massive. It's because these units were originally two-bedroom apartments, and they were divided into one-bedrooms, and whoever did it did not do a very good job. So, I have this great big huge empty hallway that has nothing in it at the moment. Eventually it will have storage shelves or a cupboard or something useful. And oh my word, what is that? Anyhow, right now it's actually a good place for recording music. I should bring my keyboard out here. Find my extension cord and plug it in. But anyhow, what I wanted you to hear is not in the hall, so I am coming out of the little hallway where my front door is, and the hall splits off in two directions. If you turn to the left, it goes to my living room and kitchenette, and if you turn to the right, it goes to my bedroom and bathroom. What I want to see if you can hear is something that is going on outside my windows at the moment. They all face the same direction, which is helpful. I hope the Olympus is picking that up. It's actually a lovely sound, I must say. The good thing about this place is that the windows open up all the way, and they're huge windows. At the Hobbit Hole, which is a basement flat, the windows did not open very far. So I didn't get much light or much of a breeze, and now I'm standing in this lovely, fresh summer morning breeze that's blowing through this one window. Oh, and I'm gonna back away here because I'm afraid with these mics the way they are now, that the wind noise will make them cut out. I have to get a windscreen. It's partly my own fault that my mics are playing up. I don't mean to be, but I'm a bit of a klutz at times, and I have unfortunately baffed this Olympus about a few times too many. But the mics stick out at such odd angles, it's hard not to. And if you're wondering what that buzzing noise is, it's a cicada, or perhaps multitudinous cicadas. But anyhow, there's such lovely birdsong coming in through this window, and I could hear such things at the Hobbit Hole, but not as clearly as I can now. So the whole flat is full of birdsong, which is just splendid. That's one advantage to living here, I must say. The places where the windows don't reach, though, are very hot. But now I'm heading into my living room. Oops, and I just banged into my computer chair. Told you I was a klutz. Oh my word, and the window I'm standing at now is just full of sunshine. I need to get some blinds. My mom did measure for them on Sunday night. My poor mother, she, has not been having a very good time of it lately because of all this moving nonsense. She came back on Monday afternoon with another shelf to try to fit in my utility closet. And because she had measured on Sunday, but wouldn't you know it, because there are baseboards in that closet, the lower half of the shelf wouldn't fit. So somebody is going to have to build shelves. specifically for that closet. She has asked me to inquire of maintenance if they'll do it. I have my doubts, because they're currently working on fixing up two other units right now, and they're a lot more important than that. I can't even get them to put my bloody window screen in my living room window. But actually, I'm going to go downstairs just moments from now and see if the apartment manager is in the office today. And if she is, I will put a bug in her ear about that, because it's very important. My mom duct taped it up, but it's not going to hold very long. I'm surprised it's held as long as it has. But anyhow, other than the lack of space and the teeny tiny kitchen, there are some real pros to living here, and I'm just trying to remember those. And also, I had a cup of tea with my friend Tracy yesterday, and, you know, I was whinging to her about the various problems that I've noticed with this place, and she said, well, not to minimize what you're experiencing, but, you know, you have to sit back and think how lucky you are to live in the kind of place you have, because people all over the world are in such dire circumstances. I mean, there are families in Africa and Asia living in one room that's even smaller than this. And I said, you know what? You're absolutely right. I said, that's not exactly helping me at the moment, because it's not it doesn't present a practicable solution to my problems. But I said, I will definitely stop and think of that when I get feeling overwhelmed. Because she is absolutely correct. I am very fortunate in a lot of ways. Yesterday afternoon, I went down to join this art group that meets every Tuesday. Now, before I go any further, I should perhaps disillusion you of any impressions that you may have that I'm at all artistic, because I'm totally not. I just went down to join them because I wanted to meet people, and I'm getting a lot more social in my old age. I used to be a total introvert, but I don't want to be that way anymore. It makes me feel better to at least spend part of my time with people. So, Tracy told me about this art group that meets every Tuesday in the common room of the building. So I went down and said hello and introduced myself. Now, a few of the people, how does one say this tactfully? They're a bit odd, because this building is for people with disabilities, and that includes mental health disabilities. And some people, unfortunately for them, and their mental health problems are very obvious just by the way they act. But there were a few very nice people there. Not that the others aren't nice, they're just harder to interact with. So I'm sorry, I don't mean to convey the impression that I dislike or disrespect these people, because I don't, not at all. It's just that they're a little more difficult to interact with. But there are some people there that I got along very well with, including a friend of Tracy's called Brent, who is absolutely hilarious. Reminds me so much of Sarah Fair, Lady of the Lake's stepfather. He is just full of puns and witticisms. So although I did not do anything artistic yesterday, the others were coloring, and I think one person was knitting, I at least had some social time, which I think is good for me, honestly. I need that. Today there's a tea time between 2 and 4, but alas, I can't go because I have a dentist appointment. Oh, I have to get an old filling redone because it's starting to chip. Oh, I don't like the dentist. I really don't. But anyhow, I'll get through it. And yeah, eventually, when I get some shelves built for this utility closet and a cupboard or a shelving unit in that useless bit of hall, I will be able to unpack more of my stuff and actually get halfway organized. Because I hate having all my stuff in boxes. I mean, not all of it is. A good deal of it has been unpacked fairly successfully.